This meeting is now being recorded. Joining the meeting.
Hello, Olivier.
Hi, everyone. Hello, Renate. I managed to get the system to work and dial out to me.
See? It's quite easy, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Too easy. with robots.
We try to make our lives a bit easier. It's complicated enough.
Yeah. I've seen a number of apologies for the call.
Yes, we did have 4 apologies.
I know a number of people are traveling to Los Angeles as we speak.
Probably, yeah.
the top of the hour. Let's wait a couple more minutes and see a few people joining in still. Rafiq, are you able to speak today?
Joining the meeting.
Hello.
And now we can hear you, Rafiq.
Yes, I'm here. So just dial out.
Okay, good. Glad it worked. Are you back in Japan or are you still traveling?
No, in Japan, yeah.
Japan. A couple more people joining up. Okay, it was just to ask because the first part of the agenda or just the action items has got one action item for you to speak on. You've had an update on that for us. So, well, look, I think we should get going. I'm sure others will join us as we have started, but unfair to get everyone to wait, so it's 2 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's start the recording.
Joining the meeting.
Call Renate.
Judith Hellestein. Okay, the recording has started, Olivier.
Thanks very much, Renate. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is the Cross-Community Working Group call of the 24th of September 2015. The time is 14:02 UTC, and today, let's have a quick roll call. Renate, do you have the list of people on the call, please?
Yes, I do. We have Avery Doria, Olivier Crétin-Leblanc, Klaus Stoll, Judith Hellestein, Jusso Moisander, Rafiq Damak, Lynn Saint-Amour, Vicky Scheckler, David Maher, and from staff we have myself, Renate De Wolf, and Alexandra Danz.
That's great. Thank you. Renate, Olivier Crétin-Leblanc speaking. And have we missed anyone in the roll call by any chance?
And Matthew Shears has just joined the call.
Thanks, Renate. Right, I don't hear anyone else shout their names out, so the roll call is complete. Today's agenda is quite straightforward. We will be discussing the WSIS Plus 10 submissions and Nigel Hickson, who should be with us. Nigel is not with us yet.
He's having a few difficulties. He hopes to join as quickly as possible.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. So thanks, Renate. Nigel will be joining us to speak to us about the WSIS Plus 10 submissions. And then afterwards, we really need to focus on our agendas for Dublin because there is a deadline looming. I believe it's the end of the week for us to decide on the agenda of the public session that we will be conducting in Dublin and also our face-to-face session. Now, let's see if there are any amendments or additions to the agenda. I don't see anyone put their hand up, so the agenda is adopted as it currently is on our screen. And the first item on the agenda item number two, is the action items for the cross-community working group meeting we had in Buenos Aires. The only action item that's left over is the one for Rafiq Damak to ask Chris Gift to make the CCWGIG more visible on ICANN.org. Rafiq, have you had a chance to speak to Chris Gift about this? Rafiki appears to be muted at the moment.
I have unmuted him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks.
Oh. No, didn't have any chance to talk with him, so I guess I have to do it after this call.
Yeah, thanks for this, Rafiq. Just drop him a note quickly.
Joining the meeting.
Out of our way. Now, oh, who's just joined?
Nigel Hickson has joined.
Joining the meeting.
Nigel Hickson.
Thank you. So we have Nigel Hickson who's joined, and I think that David Maher has also joined the meeting, I believe.
Yes, I
do. Okay. Thanks, David. Right, then since Nigel, you've just arrived on the call, we are reaching agenda item number 3, and that's the summary of the WESIS submissions. We, as a group, had a table where we could be looking at the submissions that
joining
were
the
made.
Meeting.
Chris Wilson.
Okay, that's great. Thanks. Could I just ask, Renate, I'm not sure if this thing can be turned off or on, and then you can just keep track of who's joining?
I'll have to do it for the next time. I can't change the program now.
Ah, okay, because it's a little disruptive, but never mind.
I'm sorry about that, but I'll make sure it doesn't happen for next time.
Okay, thanks for this. Summary of WESIS first time submissions, an important part of our agenda. As you know, there is a process going on in New York. I believe it's even started as we speak. So let's just go over directly over to Nigel Hickson, who will be able to speak to us about the preparatory process roadmap and the written comments that were submitted on the non-paper. Nigel, you have the floor.
Well, yes, and Nigel Hickson for the record, and good afternoon, everyone. I do apologize for joining late. I have no idea who's on the call. I've had to join by mobile as the Wi-Fi where I am has collapsed. I don't know if Veni Markovsky is on the call. If he is, then he will certainly be able to give an updated account of the process in New York. Is he on the call?
No, he's not.
Right. Okay. Well, if he joins later, no doubt he can catch up. So, just to bring
joining the meeting,
Elizabeth Thomas Reno.
Just to bring us all up to date on where we are. As you know, the WESIS Plus 10 review process has been ongoing for some time now, and will conclude in December at the United Nations General Assembly with a high level meeting. Recently, well, over the sort of latter part of the summer, there was a sort of consultation between in July, actually, up to the end of July, a consultation on inputs into the so-called non-paper that was going to be produced by the UN General Assembly, or UNDESA, who are the administrative organization producing these drafts. And there were a number of contributions, over 100 contributions to this particular exercise. I circulated a summary of the responses some weeks ago. And indeed, this group, as Olivier mentioned, was going to undertake some sort of more detailed analysis. So as a result of that consultation, the UN DESA produced a so-called non-paper. This non-paper came out a couple of weeks ago, around the sort of 3rd3rd of September. It's a non-paper which I think most of you will have seen. It's not in the form of a UN resolution. It's in the form of a sort of normal sort of background paper, and it identifies a number of specific areas, such as the digital divide, such as human rights, such as internet governance, and then gives an indication of what could be proposed in the final draft of the paper to be agreed in December by the UN. So that non-paper also attracted responses. Organizations were asked if they wanted to respond on comments on the non-paper. And I sent a link around earlier in the week on the responses being submitted so far. I think there's about 50 responses on the UN site, although we know that some responses are still coming in. The deadline for responses was last Friday evening, so the 18th, so some of the responses are indeed quite late. We in ICANN, sort of the ICANN staff, so to speak, are doing an analysis of these responses in terms of what the governments have said, and I will attempt to do a high-level summary, which I'll obviously circulate around the list. I mean, this is a non-prerogative exercise, if you like. It has no formal status or summary from what I write or what anyone else writes, but it's just an indication of the sort of thoughts of passage. ICANN did not put in a response on the non-paper. Other organisations did, like ISOC and IPNCC, but we decided it was decided not to in the end. Indeed, there was some dialogue on our thoughts with the UN last week. Fadi Chahadi was in New York and met with the president of the General Assembly. This is the sort of, if you like, the chair of the General Assembly from Denmark, and also the co-facilitators. These are the ambassadors that are coordinating this WSIS process, as well as someone, a senior official from UNDESA. And we can talk more about that if you wish. But suffice to say, and I'll finish because other people will have a view, is that the process is ongoing. The next step in the process is that the UN will produce the so-called zero draft, which is supposed to be available at the end of this month, although I think probably more likely in the first week of October. And then the zero draft will be subject to consultation as well in the first couple of weeks of October. And then on the 19th of October, there's the open consultation session in New York. This is the second session in New York. The first one was back in July, where organizations, WSIS accredited organizations such as ICANN, ISOC, et cetera, will be invited to speak at an open consultation format, and ICANN will certainly take advantage of that, although the timing, of course, clashes with Dublin. So I think that's the process. Just to finish, the internet governance, as I mentioned, is a paragraph in the non-paper. And so whether ICANN thought it, you know, might be included or not, I mean, certainly internet governance is included, and also there is a reference to the technical coordination of the internet. So I think we are in the process, so to speak. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Nigel. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. I open the floor for questions, comments, and generally discussion on this topic.
Nigel, this is Chris Wilson from 21st Century Fox. Thank you for your summary. It's very helpful. I do a quick question. Is ICANN planning on doing any side event in October at WSIS?
Thank you, Chris, for that question. Nigel here. Yes, the UN have offered on their site the ability of organisations to do sort of side briefings during the 19th or in the couple of days after that, when the member states will meet to discuss the zero draft. And that's something which we're discussing with ISOC and the regional internet registries. And of course, this group might have a view on that. I mean, I know some people from the COFS Community Working Group will be in New York, so I value people's opinions on that. I mean, up to now, ICANN in New York has been having a dialogue with a lot of different players. As I said, Fadi Chahadi was in New York. Benny Markowski, our vice president in New York, has been very diligent in meeting a lot of the governments, a lot of the missions, and updating them on what ICANN does, etc. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Nigel. Do you have a follow-up, David? Oh, Chris, sorry.
No, thank you.
Okay, thanks. Nigel, it's Olivier speaking. On the fact of the meeting that's taking place in New York, that takes place at the same time as an ICANN meeting, doesn't it? Who will be following up on this? Are you going to be both at the ICANN meeting and then traveling off to New York, or is it Tarek following up, or Vinny? Are we having a second Nigel Hickson?
People would not want that. So yes, I mean there is a clash of dates, which I think is just down purely to dates when the UN was able to have the facilities to hold this open consultation. As you know, the UN are incredibly busy with summits. It's the Sustainable Development Summit this week, and there's other high-level meetings in early October. So yes, it does clash. Benny Markowski, as I said, who's been following the New York process, he will be in New York that week. He will be at the open consultation on the 19th, and indeed will be there for the governmental meeting. He has the ability to be ICAN and Macedonia at the same time, which is always useful in life. He's accredited with the Macedonian and the Bulgarian government, so he can turn up to those sessions, and we'll be at ICAN, of course, doing lots of things at Dublin. Thank you.
Thanks for this, Nigel. Next is Matthew Shears.
Thanks, Olivier. Can you hear me all right?
Very well, Matthew. Go ahead.
Excellent. Just a quick question for Nigel. Nigel, in your review of the various submissions, have you come across or have you thought much about the differences in kind of opening negotiating positions, if you might call it that, from the various countries? What we have on the one hand are some very strong positions from a small number of influential states, such as Russia, but I'm not seeing any particularly strong positions other than advocating for the status quo on those countries that are more internet-friendly. The thing that comes to mind is the concern that we don't seem to be giving, internet-friendly nations don't seem to be giving themselves much negotiating leeway. I wondered if you had any thoughts on that. Thanks.
I mean, thank you, Matthew. This is Nigel. I mean, as one would expect, a good question from you. I mean, this is always a concern one has on negotiations, I'm afraid, where, if you like, those favouring the status quo are more likely not to be so passionate as those that are opposing the status quo. But I think what we've seen, and I certainly haven't read every submission, but I've certainly read the governmental ones, and, you know, there's only so many hours in the day, so to speak, and I've read a couple of the civil society ones, by the way, which are excellent. There was one particular one, I've forgotten the author, but put the governments to shame in terms of the lucidity of the text. But in terms of governmental contributions, yes, I mean, Saudi Arabia, Russia, you know, call for this notion of enhanced cooperation to take the form of a UN mechanism to work on internet governance. And, you know, as we mentioned before, the Russian contribution to the back in the summer called for the gradual phasing out of ICANN. So we have that on the one hand, but we also have a very detailed and comprehensive submission from the United States, which sketches out a fairly sort of open version, open multi-stakeholder scenario for internet governance, and is fairly comprehensive. So I think, you know, the drafters, if you like, of the zero draft, or the people that are going to draft the zero draft, will have at their fingertips a number of different views, not least, as I say, from civil society and from business. Thank you.
Thanks for this, Nigel. Olivier Clapin-Aplan speaking. A follow-up, Matthew? Probably not. Okay, any other questions or comments? Nigel, I have a question regarding the stakeholder categories. They're all listed next to each other on the WISIS Plus 10 page that the United Nations is running. Are they all having the same weight? Because we see, obviously, government, civil society, technical academia, private sector, and intergovernmental organizations. Or are they actually going to be taken on in the drafting of the zero paper as a with a different weight, depending on who the actual originator of these comments is, or the type of stakeholder?
Well, I mean, thank you, and others would have a, Matthew and others might have a view on this. It's Nigel here. I mean, clearly one would hope so. I mean, we're in the, we're in, if you like, we're still in the multi-stakeholder phase, just, if you like. So it's like, you know, we're hanging on to a multi-stakeholder approach here at the moment in terms of this open consultation, this ability for all the different parts of the community to put in views. And then we have the zero draft, and then the zero draft will be commented on, but then it will be negotiated by governments only. But one would hope in the production of the zero draft that the UNDESA and their consultants would take note of all the contributions, and not just from governments. I mean, obviously the ones from governments will be looked at, but one would hope that they'll take notice of the contributions from, you know, all the different categories. Let's hope they do. Thank you.
Thanks for this, Nigel. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. The floor is open for more questions. And in the meantime, I might ask another question. The UN is starting its summit on the Sustainable Development Goals tomorrow, I believe. I think I've got it in my calendar as tomorrow in New York. How does this relate to the process, the WISIS plus 10 process, and are there any chances that there might be some influence from the SDG goals process?
Olivia, thank you. Not Nigel here. I mean, I again, others will have views on this, but yes, we think there will be at least a political influence, of course, in that although the Sustainable Development Goals themselves have been heavily negotiated and will be adopted without change, we understand on Saturday or Sunday of this week, there will be accompanying text which will obviously be negotiated to an extent, or has been negotiated and will have to be agreed at the summit. And the direction of this accompanying text in terms of the, you know, the global south versus the global north sort of thing is a dimension. The funding associated with these goals was an issue at the Addis Ababa summit earlier in this summer. So I think, yes, I mean, you're right. There is, you know, there is this linkage, and indeed, you know, if the developing countries or the G77 were to come out of this summit thinking that they were, if you like, their concerns weren't being listened to, or that the Western powers weren't really paying enough attention to the developmental goals, then that could be potentially damaging then for the WISIS process. But we'll have to see how that fares. Thank you.
Thanks, Nigel. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. And I have to follow up on this. Is ICANN planning to attend any of the sessions for the SDG summit? Or are they actually able to attend any?
Well, no, we're not attending. I'm not sure whether we would have been able to. We weren't invited. Kathy Brown, the chief executive, is attending one of the sessions, I think, on Sunday. But that's in the fringe of the actual the summit itself. There's, you know, as of course, this is a major summit where there'll be sessions with just the governments, just the presidents and prime ministers agreeing the Sustainable Development Goals, and then there'll be a number of side events. And ISOC, as I said, are one of those. But ICANN are not taking part.
Okay, thanks for this, Nigel. The floor is open for more questions or comments on the summary of WISIS plus 10 submissions. Not sure how many of you have managed to go through the long list of submissions that was sent there. Nigel, was there anything, and I think that Matthew somehow alluded to this earlier, Matthew Shears, was there anything of note apart from the usual suspects whom we have spoken about a moment ago, that would effectively affect or have something to do with ICANN in particular? And I'm looking here at maybe some civil society submissions or submissions from the private sector, for example.
I mean, as I say, I haven't read every single one. I think, sorry, this is Nigel Hickson here. I think the answer is probably no. I mean, a number of contributions call, if you like, for the globalization of ICANN. This is the word that was, well, in fact, in the non-paper, the authors put the internationalization of ICANN, which is something which is wording which doesn't trip off the tongue. But other people have talked about the globalization of ICANN. So there's an implicit assumption in, and this is actually important, not necessarily for this group, but certainly important in the context of the discussions in Los Angeles, is that there is an implicit understanding and assumption that ICANN is going through this globalization process. If this globalization process does not happen or collapses or is delayed, vis-a-vis the IANA transition, then that will have a major impact in December. I mean, a significant impact, where the likelihood of wording supporting new UN mechanisms for internet governance will be much more likely to be adopted if it's felt that the multi-stakeholder process is incapable of putting forward proposals on the transition of the NTIA responsibilities.
Thanks for this, Nigel. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking, and having been in the other two groups and had some wonderful times on the CWG INA and CCWG accountability, and still am, one concern I have is that at the moment the jurisdiction issues have been pushed to work stream 2 of the CCWG accountability. And that is not likely, the work on this is not likely to happen before December. It's certainly not part of the proposal for the NTIA stewardship transition. So I'm a little concerned of the appearance that we're dealing here with a globalization process of ICANN when, if you look at the actual proposal, there doesn't appear to be a globalization aspect to it. There is just a transition of stewardship from one type of structure and effectively the U.S. government stepping back and letting a process take place that will replace its own position. Is there a misunderstanding here somewhere? I see Lynn Centamore. Let's give the floor to Lynn, and then we'll get back to you afterwards, Nigel. Lynn Centamore.
Thank you, Olivier. As I think you know, I'm actually on the ICG, and we just finished a meeting in L.A. This past weekend. I think globalization is, a misunderstood, or maybe it's just a misused term. And while there were some common combined proposals talking about internationalization and globalization, one of the things we're trying to do in what will be an updated Section 0 to the combined proposal is make the resulting process for all of the IANA functions much more clear. Because I actually think there's already, obviously we can't, as ICG, do anything with jurisdiction or forcing a different timetable. That has to come from the communities. But one of the things we're trying to do is to make it clear that there are already many opportunities for all the stakeholders, whether you talk about geographic distribution, or you talk about, government versus civil society versus private sector, to participate in the processes when you look at and when you understand how the IANA functions are managed in their entirety. So I think everybody comes right to the IANA functions implementation structure that is today taking place within ICANN. Tomorrow will take place in, as you said, a different structure, the PTI. But the work on policy, the work on oversight, which is where, I believe everybody in the world should be more concerned and focusing more attention, actually takes place in many other forums. For the numbers, obviously, that takes place in the regional internet registries, which themselves are organized regionally, obviously, following local customs, practices, languages, et cetera. The oversight takes place in those structures as well, not in an ICANN or a PTI structure. And obviously the protocol parameters is in the IETF. So we're trying to make those points a little more clear to at least give them partial answer. For those that really want something different in terms of jurisdiction, of course, that answer is not going to be satisfying. But at least give some additional clarity on how internationalized and how global the various components of the IANA functions already are. And I think the whole community here, not talking just about ICANN, so as a whole community, I don't think we've made it clear enough the roles of organizations such as the RIRs and the IETF and how their policy and oversight is done and how, you know, open those processes are. But I also wanted to come in, when first my hand up was to say that, you know, we do understand and ourselves needs to be done, how important it is to get it done and not have any significant delay. There'll be some more notes coming out from the ICG, and there'll be some report on what we heard.
Oh, have we lost Lynn Santamora?
No, the bottom line is that we are still driving to... have you lost me?
You're cutting in and out, or at least with on my phone, you're cutting in and out. Can you hear me?
Okay, well, let me... I can hear you fine. Let me just try
okay,
to make it
sure. I can hear you again. So you were just cutting in and out. So, okay, back to you, Lynn. Apologies.
No, that's fine. The ICG will be issuing a summary report of what we heard and saw and what we intend to do from the public comment period in the coming weeks. We are also stating very clearly, though, that we're still operating to the same timetable as before. That is, we are working to have the proposal ready for submission in October, hopefully immediately after the ICANN meeting. The one big if there, of course, is we need the CWG stewardship team to state that they believe that whatever is happening in CCWG accountability will, in fact, allow their needs to be met. So if they are not able to say that, and, of course, I'm referring to the discussion ongoing mainly between ICANN board and CCWG about the accountability model that they would move towards. Our submission of the proposal is almost entirely predicated on the CWG, again, stating they are comfortable that their accountability needs can be met through whatever the CCWG ends up. So in that instance, of course, the CCWG meeting this coming weekend, Friday and Saturday, is critically important as well. But we are still pushing forward as quickly as we can to stick to the current timetable.
Thank you very much for this update, Lynn. Olivier Crépin-Ablon speaking. Very helpful, certainly in the context of internet governance and the discussions that will take place in this forum and with regards to WSIS plus 10 process. Anything to add, Nigel, on this?
Thank you, Olivier. Nigel here. No, I think Lynn covered it absolutely, and yeah, you know, we have to do what we have to do. But I think, I mean, one thing you might want to consider, Olivier, is asking. Well, I mean, I'm not suggesting what you do, but I mean, before this group, we're going to look at, you know, the submissions before the non-paper. We've now just been discussing the submissions that go to make up the submissions on the non-paper for the zero draft. And, you know, I suppose there's a question of whether it will be useful to have some analysis of those submissions. But the matter is to you. Thank you.
Thanks very much for this, Nigel. Olivier speaking. I was thinking the same thing, but having seen the sort of poor response we've had for the review by working group members of the first set of contributions, I'm a little concerned, and having spoken to quite a number of people, actually, both by email and also face-to-face, everyone appears to be so extremely, incredibly busy at the moment. It seems to be a bit of a
a hard thing for the working group itself to or working group members to focus or do a full review of all of the submissions. What might be interesting is and I'm sure many of us here are reading the contributions, perhaps flag anything that we see in contributions outside the usual suspects whom we know are going to be particularly important because of their content, but try to flag if there is anything we should be aware of in any of the other lesser, if you want, sort of less usual suspects. And I'm not looking at suspect in any derogatory way or anything like that, of course. Just to make sure that we haven't missed anything, and that you know, something that could be helpful if there are some weak signals out there that could be exploited or that could be used in a good way. I don't know how everyone feels on this call about this or in the working group about this. Of course, always the concern I have is we have an ICANN meeting that's coming up very soon. Everyone seems to be very busy. I'm not sure whether anybody has the time or the will, the interest to engage in going through this and basically flagging things. I do realize that it does take a time to read those contributions, and this is not time that's very well paid in this environment of volunteer engagement. To say the least. Are there any thoughts or comments about this? I don't see anyone putting their hand up on this. So I would suggest, yes, if anybody sees something to that should be pointed out, we could either create another table, which effectively would be a copy of the first table that we had, but with the submissions on the non-paper. And then we'll just, the facility will be there for anyone in the group to be able to go on the wiki and to add their comments to the submissions if they wish to do so. I'm definitely, I don't think any of my colleague chairs are in a position to say, well, do it or else. I just say that's a voluntary thing. Any comments? Are we okay with that? And this is it. A large part of this process, and Matthew is commenting on the process of the CCWG meeting in Los Angeles this weekend. It might well be that we need to look out for specific things depending on how well or constructively folks that are going to LA on the CCWG are going to be able to reach some consensus, which will then in turn feed into the CWG, which will then in turn feed into the ICG, which will then in turn feed into having something that will move forward with the transition of stewardship. So it's a long pipeline here and a lot of ifs and whens and how, and perhaps. I don't see very much response at the moment, so I take it that we can, Renate, we can, let's just have a table done in exactly the same way as we've done for the other submissions, a table that will list the submissions, and I think that's probably quite straightforward. We can probably import it from the UN table that has the links there. And I guess the questions would probably be the same next to it. And if anyone on the group feels like they could contribute, they have time to contribute in between flights and meetings and whatever, then they can go and add their comments or their views on the submissions that we might wish to concentrate on and flag out. Okay, I see we've reached the, we've passed the half-hour mark. We now have to also look at our forthcoming meetings in Dublin. Before that, Nigel, is there anything else you'd like to mention or alert us to regarding WSIS Plus 10?
Thank you very much. Sort of, I'm online now, I think, so I can see the chat. Not Nigel here. No, just to reinforce, I think, what you said, Olivier, in that no doubt, I mean, various people on the call will read some of the submissions because they're associated with some of the organizations or whatever. And if anyone has any views on the submissions at all, whether it's on the table or off the table, then, you know, by all means, please let us know, because, you know, it's always nice to have different views on the different submissions. And I suppose the other thing to say is that we'll circulate details on the 19th of October when we know more. We were told the other day by the UN, or someone was told by the UN, that for the 19th of October meeting, this open consultation, there'll be a call for speakers, et cetera, as there was before for the July session. So we'll be able to circulate that and keep this group up to date on what's going on. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much for this, Nigel. So now let's move on to ICANN 54. We have two sessions that are going to take place at ICANN 54. The face-to-face session is going to take place later on in the week, I believe. The date and timing are to be confirmed. And our face-to-face session will be the first session, which I believe will probably be on Monday or earlier on in the week. So far, let's start by the public session. And unfortunately, I note that Bill Drake is not with us. He had much input for the last time we actually discussed this. The idea, I guess, for the public session was to concentrate, and the link, by the way, is in the agenda, so you can link to that, but it's just a page with three things on it. Concentrate on the WESIS plus 10. That really seems to be, at the moment, the star topic, the main topic to address. So WESIS plus 10 for about 40 minutes. The second topic was the IGF meeting and the larger politics around the IGF. As you know, the IGF is taking place in November, so it's just 1 month after the ICANN meeting, and that will certainly be a hot topic. I don't think there's any other session during ICANN that's going to deal with this. So alerting everyone in the room about the IGF meeting and discussing the larger politics around it with everyone would be a good way forward. As to the format of the public session, I think that we had decided on something like a U-shaped room, not something with a stage and participants. One of the things that we have learned from the last meeting that we had was that we had too many speakers and not enough time, and certainly not enough time to have full interaction with the room. So having less speakers, having perhaps even subject topic leaders who can just say a few words and then throw it to everyone out there is probably the way forward. And the U-shaped seem to work a lot better in Singapore than the setup that we had in Buenos Aires. So far, I don't see any reaction, so that sounds like it's okay with everyone. I guess we need to focus a little bit maybe on sort of how we want to conduct this, and if anybody has suggestions on that. I felt that maybe just having one moderator might not be enough. Having two moderators often first makes for a slightly different pace. If you have a full 90 minutes with one moderator, people might get used to the pace at which things are going. Having two moderators sometimes helps out. So we could have a first moderator for the WESIS plus 10 and then another moderator or convener, I think maybe would be the word, for the IGF discussions and really stick to these two topics and not start going even further and try to then also have Net Mundial and have a lot of other topics out there, which I know are important, but the real concern is if we try and do too much, we're just going to not address anything enough. So are there any comments or suggestions to be made here? And Nigel, I know that, again, you are putting you in the hot seat, I'm afraid, because I guess you're the person who has to file that documentation with ICANN. I believe we have until the end of the week to do so, which doesn't give us much time at all. What else would you need on there? I guess, do you need a list of speakers, or has the description that I've given so far, is that enough already, or do we need more?
Yes, I mean, thank you very much, Olivier and your Nigel here, and you're absolutely right. So we're being asked as staff to finalize the agenda and speakers, etc., by the end of this week. And then the timetable for Dublin, if you like, the schedule for Dublin, the meeting schedule, will be published on Monday. We have the draft internally, which I've seen this morning. And as I said, the IG session is, as we discussed before, down from 9:30 to 11 on Thursday. It's in the main room. It's in the big room, but we'll certainly ask for a horseshoe arrangement as discussed. So I think, if I may, I mean, at the moment, the draft agenda we put forward, which of course we can change, has three topics. It has the WSIS, the IGF, and sort of other things. But of course, we can just make it the two, depending on what this group thinks, or we can just leave the third one there and not use it. I mean, you know, whatever. But I think we do need to, put some names forward as for. You know, we can call them respondents, as we did, I think, for the Singapore session, or and moderators like Bill or whoever's going to moderate the two different parts. I think we need to put some names down. I mean, you know, we can always add on the day, but it's nice to put something on the. I mean, this is a high interest topic. It's going to be publicized as a high interest topic, and therefore, I think. We need to have some names so that people coming to it can, or looking at the timetable before they come to Dublin, can understand what it's about. So, thanks for that.
Thanks for this, Nigel. Olivier speaking. And so, as far as the names are concerned, in his absence, and bearing in mind he had emitted the interest of doing this in a previous ICANN meetings, I think Bill Drake could be one of the conveners for the day. In regards to having a second person, I don't know which one of the two topics Bill would feel most agreeable with, whether it's WSIS plus 10 or the IGF meeting. Do we have any volunteers on the call here to convene and to moderate, if you want, the one or the other part of the session itself? We're looking here at the public session. Please don't all put your hands up at once. You know, it's fine. There will be space for everyone. Okay. It seems to be a bit, everyone's shy, obviously, here. Nigel, I'm not sure that we can today get the actual names of people. I guess there will be some who will wish to be the topic experts or say a few words. I wonder if we can have a couple of perhaps.
Olivier, my apologies. There are some responses in the chat room.
There's some responses. I'm reading in the chat room at the moment, but it seems to be a bit lagging.
Young-Um Lee said that Bill mentioned the IGF session, so he would be the most appropriate person for the IGF.
Excellent. Thanks for this.
Klaus-Tor,
that's just appearing now slowly. Yeah, so Klaus Stoll has said, in case of emergency, I'm available. Okay, so Klaus could be. And Klaus, are you well-versed with the WSIS plus 10 process? Because if we then have Bill for the IGF part, then we need someone who's pretty strong on the WSIS plus 10. I see Chris Wilson is leaving on Thursday morning, or else would be happy to help too.
Judith is also volunteering.
Judith is also there, yeah, can also moderate if necessary. I think we need somebody who's well-versed in WSIS plus 10, and knows their way around. Matthew Shears, I wonder how's your background in WSIS+10? I know you've been following this quite closely. You can talk on WSIS+10. Okay, so we could have you on the panel as such, or as the topic leader. I think you mentioned earlier, Matthew, that you would suggest the folks speaking for a couple of minutes to introduce the topic and then the discussion to start taking place. I would imagine that we would need also, I'm sure actually we would need a staff member on the on any of the panels or the people that are sort of going to be a bit of a topic lead on this as well. So I don't know, Nigel, whether it would be you or Tarek or Veli or anyone else for that matter. I guess it will be down to who is going to be in Dublin at that time and who is going to be in New York. And Judith, okay, familiar with this person. So I think it's very difficult for us to choose right now names of the people that will be there. What I suggest then is that we follow up on the mailing list. We've got a list of people who now have volunteered in the chat. Bring this to the mailing list. Discuss this. We don't want 10 people to be listed. I would probably even say the smallest number is just to have the two people who will be moderating being listed, and then the rest is the most important thing is the actual topics rather than the people. I don't think people are you know, the audience is going to come to listen to people. They'll be more like there to discuss topics, no matter who's the person actually introducing the topic. And certainly any questions on CCWG and ICG or INA transition or ICANN accountability will have to be punted elsewhere. That's absolutely correct, Lynn. Indeed. Okay, so that's the first session, the IG public session. Nigel, I'm really sorry. I haven't got any more names to give you for the page, but I guess if immediately after this call we can have an email sent out to the mailing list and asking for the people to volunteer and have, well, with a list of the people that have already put their names up in the chat today, that will be easy to get. Then within, I think, is it by tomorrow, sort of 48 hours you need or 24 hours?
Yes. So, sorry, it's Nigel here. So two points. Yes, I mean, really, we do need it tomorrow. Our assistant in Geneva is at the moment holding the sort of pen on this session because the login is in her name. So although I could theoretically do it much later in the day, I think if we could have something tomorrow, that would be good. And I mean, obviously we're in your hands, Olivier and colleagues. I mean, we can just put down the two moderators. I mean, that would work, and then I can put down plus subject experts from across the community or something like that. I'm in your hands. But I think we need at least the names of the two moderators. And if I could just make one other point before you go on to the face-to-face, and that is that we've been, as you know, at this ICANN meeting, as a previous ICANN meeting, we're having remote hubs. So this is a number of, I don't know how many, 10 or 12, so these are remote hubs in either ISOC chapter offices or in other offices around the globe, so to speak, where a number of people are going to come together and listen to sessions and have the ability to ask questions. And there will be the idea is to have a remote hub for this session because it was thought to be of topical interest. I mean, I don't think it affects it doesn't affect the substance of the session. Of course, that's up to us, but it just makes the it means that there will be, you know, potentially some really interesting questions coming in from these remote hubs. If that's okay, I mean, if people are opposed to this, then we can say we don't want it. But it has been suggested this is a good session for it. Thank you.
Thanks very much for this, Nigel. Olivier speaking. Is anybody opposed to the hubs?
don't see anyone putting their hand up. I don't see any response on the chat. So I believe there is no opposition to the Habs. I'm certainly fine with it. In fact, I quite welcome the fact that we are opening the doors to make sure that the debate doesn't only take place in the room, but would take place outside the room and worldwide. That's absolutely great, and I think it's excellent news. So we'll just have to make sure that the moderators are aware and very much aware of the remote discussions taking place and the remote hubs being there to comment. One last thing on this topic, Nigel. I think that in describing the topic, we might need to expand a little bit on the agenda on the WSIS plus 10 and the IGF topics. Perhaps having a link to the WSIS plus 10 pages which show the contributions, and also a link to the relevant IGF meeting, and perhaps a few words about the potential politics around the IGF. It's just a case of, if people are not coming to see specific interveners, they might be, well, they'll definitely be interested in the topics, and having a good description of the topic with some links would be a good idea.
Olivia, Nigel here. I mean, that's absolutely fine, and we'll make sure that the agenda has the appropriate links and add some more words for those two topics. Thank you very much.
Fantastic. Thanks for this now, Nigel. So it's Olivia speaking. The next thing is the face-to-face session. And the face-to-face session is a little bit different because that takes place earlier in the week. We have a few question marks there. It's not fully built up. Obviously, there'll be a welcome. There's going to be a preparation of the ICANN workshop at IGF Brazil. I remind you that the ICANN has a slot for a workshop, and the topic of the workshop is transition of INA stewardship. Not discussing the actual transition and the topic of INS stewardship, because that's outside the remit of this cross-community working group, but looking at the process by which the plans were all put together and by which the report and the proposal was put together, looking at the three operational communities, filing their proposal at the ICG, putting it all together, and perhaps even looking at the process by which the ICANN accountability track comes into this. Of course, when we originally filed this request for a workshop, there was a hope that everything would be finished by then and would have, that the whole document would have been firmly in the hands of NTIA, and NTIA would have been able to give it a green light, and this was just going to be a wonderful party at the IGF. Now, it might not be the same thing, but certainly the process in itself is laudable, and we're really in the hands of the people who are in those working groups when they meet in LA and when the other groups meet later on, and perhaps also during ICANN Dublin. We'll definitely need to be just doing a prep meeting to see how we're going to structure that workshop. There have been a dry run, or there have already been a couple of dry runs done earlier in the year, and they happen to work rather well. But this is, of course, the global IGF, so we might be faced with other types of questions rather than the ones that we were asked in a more friendly environments. And I'm saying friendly with no pointing in no direction whatsoever, but it really will depend on what the political atmosphere will be then in Brazil. Now we need to fill, I mean, we're not going to speak for the whole length of time just about that Brazil workshop. What else should this working group be discussing face-to-face? Should we be discussing WSIS plus 10, for example? Should we be discussing any other topics, Net Mundial or this sort of thing, bearing in mind this is a working group face-to-face meeting? Anyone? I
I know, lots of questions. Very few answers on this working group. So Lynn is asking IGF. Yes, well, we are discussing the IGF, but we're discussing just the preparation of the ICANN workshop at IGF. Are you meaning that we could perhaps discuss other matters that relate to the Internet Governance Forum?
Hi, Olivia. Yes. Sorry for the shorthand. I was, actually. I mean, at that point in time, the IGF will just be approximately a month away. Maybe to get some clarity in terms of what we're hearing about IGF, what actions we as a group, ICANN, might want to take forward. I mean, do we have any objectives at the IGF? Are there any kind of points we want to try and agree on that we might put forward in appropriate places during the IGF sessions, that sort of thing?
Okay, thanks for this. Lynn? I'm sorry.
There was a big piece in the journal today. Two things.
I think someone at the moment is speaking. Yes, Judith.
One of them is.
I think that Judith needs to mute if she wishes to. Yeah, thanks,
I will
Judith.
I'll put her on mute. Yeah, she's muted.
No, that's fine. She's muted herself. That's fine. Anything else? So, okay, IGF, good point. So we could have, so we'll have a preparation of the actual workshop, and then any discussion points or topics that we might wish or sort of better have better clarity about in going to the IGF. That's a good point. But let's put this down as a with a question mark next to it. Again, Nigel, this is also something that you need to have by tomorrow evening. Is that correct? UTC time.
Yes, this one is for me.
This one is for you, Renata. Okay, so you're filing that one. Okay, well, that's equally as helpful. And we're running out of time on this, and there's not very much coming in at the moment on the call. I would say certainly IGF then we can add as a topic number two. And I would say topic number three, we would probably also need to discuss our next steps because this is a working group meeting. Our next steps from Dublin to Marrakesh. There is it a few months' time because it's October and then Marrakesh and then November. It's 5 months,
March.
I believe.
It's March.
Is it March? Yeah, so it's about 5 months until the next meeting. It would be the last chance we have in 5 months then to be able to discuss our planning for the next few months. What are we going to focus on? I guess at the moment it's pretty darn obvious WSIS plus 10 is our main focus, but there might be other things to focus on as well. So, I note that Bill Drake has just arrived. And I was going to, and I'm not sure whether you are able to speak, Bill, but we were looking at the public session, the IG public session in Dublin, and you have been volunteered to be one of the two conveners. There wasn't any objection to having two conveners, but and we've had a number of other people who have sort of moved forward and said, well, you know, I'm fine with helping out on this or being a convener as well. We'll follow up on the mailing list with the list of the people that have put themselves forward, and then we can make a decision on who can be a panelist and who can be or a topic leader and who can moderate as such. Are you okay, by the way, with being one of the two moderators?
Yes, I guess. Who is the other one?
We don't know, Bill, at the moment. But we know that you are one of them, and that's what you get for being late, basically. It's, next time you'll be on time, you'll be able to say no.
Anyway, sure, I'm happy to just fill me in later on what you want me to do, okay?
Okay, that's fine. I'll let you know afterwards. Okay,
And And just to remind me, what time, when is this session?
This session, we don't know yet because we're still planning this, and the agenda has not been finalized. The ICANN week has not been finalized. So that's the public session that will take place later on in the week, maybe Wednesday or Thursday. The face-to-face meeting will take place earlier, probably Monday.
Thank you.
Okay, so I note in the chat that there is a suggestion from Matthew Shears on saying when the CCWG and IG will start to lay out an engagement plan for how ICANN should engage in going forward. I think that's exactly what I think I was mentioning there, the third topic in the face-to-face working session. We need to really plan with ICANN staff on what's coming up and how we can engage as the community can engage with staff to be present there and for staff to be able to tap into our resources and tap into this working group to find out what the feel of this community is, and so they can then respond accordingly with involvement from the community in this. Okay, I can repeat my pleas from last time that the face-to-face discussion in the IGF session. Yes, we will have that, Bill. The listing, if you look at your agenda, we are going to have. So the first thing is IGF, planning for the IGF session. Second is IGF matters. Third is going to be our own planning for other matters and engagement with everyone else. Okay, I note that it is 7 minutes past the top of the hour, and we're starting to constantly finish late on this, so I do apologize to everyone, but we did start a few minutes after the top of the hour. I don't see anybody else wishing to add anything to this. As I said, I'll follow up by email with Renate and with Nigel and on the mailing list quickly after this call. To list the number of people who have put their hand up to moderate the public session in Dublin. And I think we're in any other business. Is there anything else that anybody would like to add to this call before we close it? No? Well, I'd like to thank all of you for being on the call. Thanks very much, Nigel, for having brought us up to date with what's going on at the moment in WESIS land. And as I said, we'll follow up by email. Next call, let's see, in next week or 2 weeks, I'm just looking at the calendars. I think that we have this group now meets on a biweekly schedule. The only concern I have is next week would be possible. The week after, I would be traveling a lot of the time, and that's just 1 week before Dublin. So we're looking at the week of the 5th. How are we all looking for the week of the 5th of October?
Olivier, this is Renata. Could I intervene?
Please, Renata, you have the floor.
I apologize for putting my agenda on top of everybody else. It's just that I am taking vacation from the 7th to the 9th of October included. So if you would like a call that week, could you please schedule it either Monday or Tuesday?
Thanks, Renata. It's Olivier speaking. That would actually work very well with me as well. In fact, as it looks at the moment, due to my travels, the only day that would probably work is the Monday, which is a little tight for some people. But that actually moves it a bit further from the ICANN meeting on the one side and a bit closer to us now. How are we feeling for the Monday? We can send a doodle out for various days, but I guess without Renate, we're not going to be able to run this call then. Or could someone be able to run this on your behalf, perhaps Alex?
I will check with Alex to see, and I'll get back to you on the email list.
Okay, thanks. And you'll have to also speak to Bill, because he says that staff vacations are not allowed, apparently. So I'm not sure of that rule, but check it with him directly. Let's then have Monday, let's have a doodle for that week. Check with Alex if she can run the call on any other day. I would certainly prefer Monday, and let's have a doodle with a few sprinkled dates and a few sprinkled timings there. And with this, I'd like to thank you all for being on this call. We've made a little bit of progress, but it's always good, and we've had a good feedback on WeAssist Plus 10, so that's a good thing forward. Thanks to everyone, and this call is now adjourned. Goodbye, and have a good week.
Goodbye. Thank you.